It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. I think she may still be over here, but these are things that we like to discover on the fly. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jean. Yes, very well. Thank you. And yes, another time over here. And next week, definitely back from Europe. I would like to talk about Italy today because this was our conversation last time, and there are some new developments in the choice of the prime minister, if accepted by the Italian president, Sergio Mattarella. So I think it's good maybe to position the name and the parties again briefly. It's about the five-star party led by Luigi Di Maio and the Northern League led by Matteo Salvini. The decision was about finding first an agreement that would allow these two parties to work together. It seems that that has been reached. And the second step was about finding who would be chosen as a potential prime minister for Italy. It also seems that that has been reached between the two parties. Their choice went for a man called Giuseppe Conte, 53 years old, a law professor, absolutely unknown on the political scene, even though he was behind the idea that it would be a good thing to abolish 400 useless laws, as he called them, to improve this very heavy bureaucracy that takes place in Italy for every issue. So I think it's an interesting choice that is extremely debated at the moment in the European newspapers, because he's not a politician. So there are some legitimate questions, like how much will he be able to actually navigate among all the politicians and people that are actually used to a certain kind of interaction. On the other hand, of course, that can be also a refreshing factor because he's not used to behave like politicians. He might be able to just take decisions outside of the box. But of course, there is the fear that he's being put up there by those two leaders to actually function a little bit like a puppet and do what he is told to do. On the other hand, I have to say, from what I've read, he seems to have a real strong personality on its own, and it might not be so easy to manipulate him. As an example, I would give a sentence that he put in a Twitter where he said, "Write me as if each of your messages would cost you 10 euros. It will help you concentrate." So it definitely shows that he doesn't like too much to be attacked or to be talked to if the topic has no substance. La Repubblica, which is a newspaper from the left in Italy, went that far in making an interview with one of his former teachers when he was a child, who described him, of course, as a very serious, clever child, talented, and not too too loud, actually, quite discreet. One can, of course, also wonder a little bit if it's in any way relevant to know how he was when he was 10 years old, and if research have to go back to primary school or kindergarten. But in any case, it seems that he has a very serious, very steady personality. What is maybe to be noted this morning is that some of his credentials are doubted. I think this is a very important point, because it might become a real issue in the next few days. He has an extremely impressive CV, with universities like La Sorbonne in Paris, Yale in the US, and also NYU in New York. And journalists have begun to search a little bit for details on this very impressive CV. And it looks like his name cannot be found, for example, in the NYU records. Cambridge didn't deny, but didn't confirm either, that he was in their university. The party, the Five Star Party, came immediately to help him by saying that he never pretended to have done a master or studies in those places, but he specifically used the words in his CV, refining his studies or updating his studies. So it's all a little bit in the terminology to see exactly what he means with that. If he just attended a few summer classes, or what he did exactly with that. In any case, that would make his if all of this is put into doubt, it would make his CV less impressive and his credentials also less impressive, and by the same token would maybe take a little bit away the trust that the president Sergio Mattarella has to put in him in order to confirm him as a prime minister. Let's not forget, this is really in the hands of Sergio Mattarella right now, and any positive or negative influence can, of course, also influence him in his final decision. This new government in the forming is making the rest of Europe extremely nervous. One can see it in every article, in every paper this week. This is really discussed now in details, because if one takes point by point the program of those two parties together, there is absolutely nothing in there that would be approved by the European Union. Just take a few examples to refresh our memories. Italy would then rediscuss its debts with the European Union. They absolutely decline these austerity measures, and they definitely want the finance in Europe to be rediscussed. They would also change the tax system, imposing new flat tax rates, which I mentioned already last week, 50% and 20%. That would be a problem, not because it's not allowed in the European Union, but simply because that would have to be financed and probably increase the debts of Italy, which is exactly what the European Union wants to avoid. Lowering the retirement age is a very nice idea, but this is exactly the opposite of what all the other countries in the unions in the union are doing. And of course, dealing harshly with immigration is a topic, as we know, that is in the three top issues in every country, basically. But it would definitely not go in the same direction as the European Union. And the universal income is also an idea that we have discussed many times, Jill, because it's actually a very serious topic in numerous countries, and one that has to be taken seriously because of different factors, economical factors. But the bottom line and the real problem that every country is facing in trying to introduce such a an income is, of course, how to finance that. And Italy has all these projects that actually sounds very social and very positive, but the real worry is about how to finance all of this in a way that would not put Italy in real difficulties, and by the same token, the rest of Europe. So we are all waiting with big interest in the decision of Mattarella. But for the moment, it looks like Giuseppe Conte might become the next Italian prime minister.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostrofer. Over there.
My pleasure.